For the last few years, most of 30th Street Station's Art Deco facade has been hidden away behind tarps and scaffolding. Amtrak is a little more than halfway completed with a massive restoration project, and Jim Saxa of WHYY's Plan Philly got a behind-the-scenes peek at the rehab work underway.
To those who frequent it, 30th Street Station has a familiar soundtrack. There's the hum of travelers milling about, the blare of the loudspeaker announcing the next arrival, the clickety-clack of the vintage split-flap departure board, and the pealing bells of a departing train. But for the last 2 years, other unfamiliar notes have drowned out this rail traveler's symphony. Sounds like the hushing of power washers scrubbing the station's facade. The clanging of workmen climbing up scaffolding. And the scraping trowels of masons laying brick. 30th Street Station is in the middle of a 3-year restoration. The project is set to cost Amtrak $109 million. Standing in front of a half-repaired window bay on the station's north facade, restoration architect Jeff Fair details some of the work being done.
The entire building, the limestone will be cleaned and repointed. In addition to that work, we're doing some miscellaneous limestone repairs, which include repairs to any cracks in the limestone or Dutchman repairs to broken pieces or full replacement pieces of any completely deteriorated elements.
Before work began 2 years ago, parts of the building were starting to crumble. Now, most of the exterior is shining like new. By the time work wraps up next fall, the station will also sport spruced up bronze doors and rehabbed windows. Jim Saxa, WHYY News.